As we transition from the KS Arto Greenhouse over to the KS Arto Kitchen, it is Chef John Ash on the Good Food Hour. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning to you.
You're dressed in black, not your white toque this morning.
I don't know. It's a black day. No, it's not. It's not a black
day. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. But it's cold.
It is.
Whoa.
Yes. And that wind last night, that was scary. But it seems to have died down pretty well.
It's
sunny.
A little bit. It's still blowing.
A little brisk outside. Before we forget, the city of Napa and the Napa Tourism Improvement District have joined forces to bring the first ever Napa Lighted Art Festival to downtown Napa. They sent us this last week, and we didn't get around to talking about it. You can enjoy art after dark from 5 to 10 p.m. It began last Saturday and goes through tomorrow, December 17th, which is really great. They have all these buildings illuminated with art displays and projected onto iconic buildings all throughout downtown. This is very unique. It's a great way to combine art with the season of lights in downtown Napa. It's designed for kids, adults of all ages. And here's what you need to do if you're interested in going over there today or tomorrow from 5 to 10 p.m. over to Napa. You can download a map of the buildings that will feature lighted art. Mm-hmm. It sounds great.
It's a wonderful idea. We should do that.
And the website is DoNapa, that's DoNapa.com/lights. DoNapa.com/lights. And we thank the folks for sending us the first ever Napa Lighted Art Festival kicking off in downtown Napa. So we got that done. Okay.
So Christmas is coming.
And before I forget, I was thinking about things to give people. And I thought, we like you mentioned last week, we all have pretty much everything I think we really need, maybe not want, but need. But to me, the gift of food ideas are that you can't do better than giving someone that comes from your kitchen something you made from the heart.
Yeah.
Or a trusted website of a food producer that you really like and have experienced and know. And I just reminded myself of two places that I've ordered food over the years that I've really liked. And they both are Kentucky Ham and Bacon producers.
Are they?
Yes. And they still
And haven't you also ordered the, what is that amazing, really a good fruit cake from the
I have the ordered fruit cake from the Gethsemanes.
Yeah.
The Gethsemane monks. And and I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And thank you, John.
Yeah.
We've interviewed brother, I forgot his name, one of the brothers from the Gethsemane folks, the monastery in Kentucky, and they still sell fruitcake nationwide, and it's a fantastic
fruitcake.
So
can you spell that for somebody who
G-E-T-H-S-E-M-A-N-I, Gethsemane. And it's the oldest Trappist monk order in the United States, based outside of Louisville, Kentucky. And for the time I was a kid, we used to order and enjoy fruitcake because my dad, God love him, God rest his soul, used to provide free eye exams for the Trappist monks in the 1950s.
Great.
And in the way of paying him, they gave us fruitcake. And I developed a wonderful allegiance to great fruitcake. So the Gethsemanes, Trappist fruitcake, that would be a recommendation from Kentucky. The other mail order sources that I really like are two bacon producers. One is called Fathers. They make fantastic ham and bacon samplers. And Broadbent's, Broadbent. There's many other ways, the Bacon of the Month Club, all these type of people that bring bacons from around the country. But you really don't know what you're going to get. It's like a sampler. And they don't tell you how much they're going to send you either. I want to get value from my money also. These give you approximately 5 pounds of bacon. Okay. Different styles, for example, maple bacon, honey glazed, bourbon bacon, apple, cinnamon, hickory smoked bacon. And it works out to about 5 pounds with shipping for about $60, which is not bad at all. When you spend $5 to $7 for terrible, mediocre bacon, really, that's not a bad price, $12 to $15 a pound for great home-style produced bacon from great reputable producers.
And it's different than the commercial stuff that we get.
It does not shrink to nothing because it's mostly meat. And the nice thing that some of them do are actually they pre-cook the bacon before smoking it, which is a great idea. So you have literally zero shrinkage when you make that bacon. So I would recommend, because I've had experience with both, Fathers, F-A-T-H-E-R apostrophe S, or Broadbent. There are two Kentucky producers that I've used and really like as far as a mail order gift that people would, I think, go crazy for.
Go ahead.
Okay. So there's my mail order. And this, you'll, the Gethsemane fruitcake.
Yeah.
Those are my Kentucky faves.
And what are those amazing cookies?
Oh, well not the cookies. The Modjeskas.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
The Modjeskas. The Modjeskas are a little caramel treat, a little caramel marshmallow.
It's not a cookie, really.
It's not a cookie. Yeah. It's a chew or a melt-away, kind of. And it's a little caramel marshmallow chew that's made only in Kentucky. It's called the Modjeska, M-O-J-E-S-K-A. Mm-hmm. And it's named after Madame Helena Modjeska, who was a brilliant Polish opera singer in the late 19th century. And she used to go to Louisville, Kentucky in the 1880s and 1890s to perform opera and light musical theater. And a guy named George Busath, B-U-S-A-T-H, became so enamored with her, he, a renowned candy maker in Louisville, decided to create a candy in her honor. And he named it after her, the Modjeska. And it's been made in and around Louisville for 125 years. Mm. It's remarkable.
When you've visited home, when you've gone home and come back, you were kind enough to bring some to me, and they're pretty. I've never had anything like it.
Don't they just melt in your mouth? They're just lovely. And there's several places you can order them on the internet. One is Bauer's Candies, B-A-U-E-R-S. They are truly the ones that have the rights to the Modjeska, although there's other candy shops in Louisville that make them. Bauer's, which is about 45 minutes outside of Louisville, that's where they produce tens of thousands of Modjeskas a year, and you can order them mail order, and they're unique and delicious. If you're going to visit Louisville, there's several other candy shops in Louisville that also sell a Modjeska. Do you still like Modjeskas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I'm dropping you a hint here.
I'll see what I can do. So there's another. Yeah. I know I focused all on Kentucky items.
Yeah.
Bacon, Modjeska, and fruitcake. Mm-hmm. Those were mail order things that I can vouch for. Now, from your kitchen, over the years, you've put together a wonderful gifts from your kitchen package of wonderful food items we can make easily and gift our favorite people with.
Yeah. And part of it comes from, and I think you were right when you said earlier, that something that you make, you know, just it has more soul to it than, and I confess, I think I was expressing to you the other day that, you know, I get so tired, especially now, of all of the stuff, the gift lists, the things. And, you know, most of us have enough things. We have enough stuff in our kitchen. And so wouldn't it be nice to get something that you can eat and enjoy?
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you start some of your recommendations now, and I'll fill in for ones that you've skipped over.
Okay. Well, one of my favorite things, because it's this time of year, are things that have lemons in them, because lemons are, you know, we're just getting Meyer lemons, and there are lots of Eurekas around, and they're not expensive. And one of my favorite things is lemon curd, you know, which you can put on anything, or just eat it by itself. Get a big old jar of it and a spoon and go for it. And it's such a simple thing to make. And it does need to be refrigerated, though you can it conventionally. I think it's better if you don't, if you just make it. And you can keep it in the fridge for weeks, months. And it's, you know, the English put it on crumpets. And you know, it makes a great filling for cookies and cakes and all of this. Great on pancakes. So
easy to do. And most of us have access to or have a Meyer lemon tree.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the guy next door.
And it's just easy to do?
It's really easy to do, because you're basically done in a double boiler, and it's just lemon juice and sugar and a little bit of cornstarch and eggs. And then you get those and you put them in the double boiler and whisk them up, stir them up until it begins to thicken. And then when it gets nicely thickened, and the only thing you need to be careful of is not to scramble the eggs, but the little bit of cornstarch that you put in it acts as a buffer against that. And then stir in some butter, let it melt in there, jar it up, and oh my goodness, it's so good.
That would be great. Lemon curd. And when we put that one up on the KSRO Good Food Hour website?
Yeah, of
let's
course.
Do that one, because that's one that anybody can make. What's next?
Well, the next one, and I still make it, you know, even though the source for it has long departed my life. But this was my ex-wife of several ex-wives ago. No, I'm teasing. I'm not quite that bad. And it's her Christmas caramel corn.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the best, you know. I mean, you can buy caramel corn, but this is the real deal.
And I have been making this caramel corn ever since you first introduced this recipe. Mm-hmm. I bet it's been over 20 years, John, that mm-hmm. you introduced it. No, I know. No, it was 30 years. Because
was it?
Yeah. I have the original right here in front of me. Kitty's Christmas Caramel Corn, John Ash, copyright 1989.
Yeah.
So this is one of the first recipes you gave.
That was a long time ago.
And what's the secret? It's baking it, isn't it?
It's baking soda.
Baking soda.
Soda that's in there that causes it to, it kind of foams up and it really coats the popcorn really, really well. But again, it's really simple. You can make big batch of it and, you know, divide it up into lots of little presents. It's just nice to drop that on people.
But the nice thing about this was a type of caramel corn that did not pull out my fillings.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know what the secret was to that, but it just had a beautiful crunch and sweetness mm-hmm. without the horrible stickiness.
Yeah,
So that's the Christmas caramel corn.
Yeah.
What else do you have?
Peppered maple walnuts. And this is a time of year, you know, when we're getting fresh walnuts in the market, you know, because they've just been harvested. And really the difference between freshly harvested walnuts and those that have been sitting around for a long time is really pretty profound. But even if you don't have freshly harvested ones, this is a great recipe. And all it is butter and salt and pepper and maple syrup and a little bit of chili powder along with walnut halves. And you mix this stuff up and throw the walnuts in there and then bake them in the oven until this kind of maple syrup mixture, the walnuts absorb it. And you can, again, put them in airtight jars or something, and they keep very well for a few weeks.
That's one. I didn't have that one, so that's that's a new one this year.
Yeah.
And say it again, it's called?
Peppered maple walnuts.
Okay, fantastic.
You know, and there are lots of sources for great walnuts. Biscotti, I think, are another simple thing. And if you've never made biscotti, it's the simplest thing in the world, even if you're deathly afraid of baking. This is something you can do. And biscotti, it kind of translates to twice baked. So you make a log the first time through and kind of cook it until it's done and then slice it into the biscotti shape and then put those back in the oven for a little while and toast them, crisp them up, and all of that stuff. And again, they keep very well. And I've given in here an almond orange biscotti, but then also included recipes for chocolate mint, rosemary walnut, and almond raisin. But you can put anything in biscotti or nothing. If you want to.
And they're that easy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All of these, the whole idea was things that people, you know, yes, you could cure your own bacon, but you're probably not going to do that, you know, that kind of stuff. But these are things that you can actually do in an hour or so and have something to give away.
Marvelous. Do you have one more for us?
Yeah. Actually, I have two more for you. This is the buttermilk cinnamon coffee cake. You know, there's something really nice about taking, especially Christmas morning or even before or after. And this was a recipe adapted from one that Margaret Fox did years and years and years ago in that Café Beaujolais cookbook. And again, it is so simple. It's one of those things. I'm not a big baker, but for people who are afraid of baking, it's so delicious. And it just is that. It's real coffee cake in the sense that, yes, it holds together, but it's kind of crummy. So it's great to have with coffee or tea or something like that.
And easy to do, even if we're not a baker.
Absolutely. Okay. If I can do it, you can do it, because I'm not a baker. And the final one is, you probably should have started this a while back if you were going to do it, but it's still, maybe you can make some and give it for New Year's, and that's limoncello.
Oh,
limoncello, again, lemons, which are abundant right now. It has four ingredients, lemons, vodka, sugar, and water, and that's it.
That's really simple because it's expensive when you buy it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And, you know, you can buy very expensive limoncello. I think this is as good as that, but you just need to let it sit. You need to let the lemons and the lemon zest really infuse into the mixture. But it's kind of amazing how it turns out.
Can you do it? Is it only for an aperitif, or can you actually use it in desserts or syrups or sauces?
Oh, yeah, sort of anything. This one is fairly sweet, so it's a little thing that you'd have have. So yes, you could use it to make a dessert sauce with. I've taken it and reduced it down a bit and use it as a glaze on ham or any of those kinds of things. So
So can we post all of these?
Sure.
For our Ash.
This will be our 2017 gifts from your kitchen.
From your kitchen. You will get, after the show, on the KSRO website, the Good Food Hour, lemon curd, biscotti, the peppered maple walnuts, caramel corn, buttermilk, cinnamon coffee cake, and limoncello.
Yes.
John Ash's gift to our KSRO Good Food Hour listeners.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Be right back after this.
Hey, Sonoma County, I'm Fire Chief Tony Gosner saying happy holidays to you and yours from KSRO.
The 2017-18 season is underway within Weill Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center. Once again, this season offers a great variety of entertainment. Friday, December 15th, celebrate the 30th anniversary of Windham Hills' Winter Solstice, featuring William Ackerman, Barbara Higbee, Alex Degrassi, and Todd Boston. Then Saturday, December 16th, it's a vivacious Celtic Christmas from Cherish the Ladies, one of the top Celtic groups in the world. It's an evening of captivating arrangements and stunning step dancing. And the holiday celebration continues with Dave Cause and his 20th anniversary Christmas tour on Saturday, December 16th. An evening at Weill Hall at Sonoma State University's Green Music Center offers an experience you'll never forget. For tickets and more info, visit gmc.sonoma.edu.
Tis the season for winning this December at Grayton Resort and Casino. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. On Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $30,000 in prizes in our Oh What Fun slot tournaments. New members, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
There's no place I'd rather be.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash and a wonderful visitor from the North Pole. It's Evelyn. Evelyn Cheatham has made an appearance a little early before Christmas. Last night I got an email. I was up at about 11:30, and I got an email from Evelyn about the annual Christmas dinner that Evelyn and her group at Worth Our Weight has been providing for the shelters and for families impacted by the fires, as in years past, preparing some 500 to 600 people meals for 500 to 600 people. And there's a whole list of things that are involved in the dinners in the past and the volunteers, and it's an unbelievable undertaking, and the people involved that will be delivering all the meals and the menus. And so I emailed Evelyn back at about 11:30 last night saying, is this going to be just for a closed email contact, and that John and I shouldn't talk about this on the air as far as soliciting volunteers, or are you thinking about maybe opening this up and soliciting donations and volunteers and drivers from maybe some listeners? So Evelyn said, I'll come in and talk about it. So here she is. So what are your plans for this year?
Well, you know, in years past, I've done this, I don't know how many years now, 29, 27, something like that. And as the years went by, I thought, I want to talk to people less and less. I just want to cook and make this wonderful food with my close friends, because it's my wonderful time of the year where I can invite my friends in to be in the kitchen with me and cook with me, because that's happiness for me. But I want fewer and fewer people. But with the fires this summer, I opened the kitchen for anybody who wanted to come and help, and it really was a joyous 30 days. As a matter of fact, during that 30 days, I lost my mind, and I thought, this is what I'm going to do forever. But the fire didn't last forever, thank God, and people have gone back to their lives or creating new lives.
Do you
have
any idea how many meals you served during that?
300 to 500 people every day.
During the couple of weeks of the whole fire?
We did it for the whole month, the whole month of October.
For the whole month, per day?
Yes, every day.
Okay. And so now here we are with our annual big Christmas cooking.
Right. And we want to make wonderful food for people.
So I know you probably hate this when people describe you as an angel for doing this, but you are. But at the same time, it's the logistics of doing something like this, preparing that much food and packaging it and getting it delivered and all of that kind of stuff. Does it make you want to tear your hair out?
Total happiness. It's total happiness for me. I love doing it. I love inviting people into the kitchen to help because it's, you know, it's the holiday season, and it's a time to get together. I mean, holiday season in my family growing up was the best time of the year because I got to be in the kitchen with my mom and her and my aunts, and they told dirty jokes in Pig Latin that they thought I didn't understand, but I did. It was so much fun.
That's what my parents did. Your parents spoke Pig Latin?
Yes.
Mine did too. around my brother and me.
Thought we didn't understand.
We did, but we still had that, we don't know what you're saying, although we knew what you were saying.
So what are you looking for in terms of help and things?
If somebody wants to help, I want them to come by and be a part of it. I think inviting people into your kitchen and into your homes at this time of the year is the thing to do, and because we've gone through the fires and people have experienced so much loss, it's just a wonderful thing. For me to experience, to have people come in and cook with me and, roast turkeys and peel potatoes and all that. That's happiness.
So if I want to come cook, I know from reading your letter, if you're going to come cook, then you need to come a little prepared.
Yeah, well, you have to bring your own knives. Mm-hmm. You have to bring your own towels. I'm not going to supply any of that. You should bring your own cutting board because people tear up cutting boards in restaurants and bring your own and be willing to work hard and bring food. So I sent out a long list of the food that's needed, and most people that receive this list will donate. And it's Christmas fun for me.
So the particulars of, because this is not going to be announced, or is it going to announce this in the paper? Are you going to have this? No. Okay. So for listeners, because we get calls all the time and emails, I'm sure you do, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
People still are really wanting to know what they can do to help. Well, here's a perfect way to help. It starts the 19th of December.
Right.
Is that when the cooking is going to start?
That's when donations should start arriving. The turkeys should start arriving on the 19th and 20th because we have to thaw them out.
Okay. So the 19th through the 22nd from 9 to 4, it's going to be pandemonium.
Yes.
Joyful pandemonium.
Yes.
We deliver all the meals on Christmas morning. Please email to let us know what you'd like to contribute. And in big letters, please don't call and ask what we need. Please don't call. You have this in huge type. And there's this huge list of what you need. So how will our listeners know what's needed?
See, that's the thing. It is pandemonium. I send out this list of everything that's needed, and I expect people to just buy something and bring it over.
Okay.
And people always call and say, well, what do you need? And I say, well, I sent out that list. Well, what do you need on the list? Well, everything on the list. Just pick something and bring it over. Also, the meats are important. The meats are a big part of the
meal. Have you ever found where you're short of food?
Never.
Oh, so the list that you've sent out to me and many other people, you will get enough food donations.
We'll get enough food, and there are people that have contributed to this. I think it's 26, 27 years that we've done this. There are people who've been connected to this for all those years, and they just hold back until the last few days and say, okay, what are we short of? And then they go buy it. So that's pretty wonderful.
So you're telling me we don't have to RSVP. We can just show up.
Yes. I'd rather you don't RSVP.
Don't RSVP.
Don't call me. That's what I don't call me.
So
just,
you can
just come.
You're getting kind of grumpy in your own age.
Well, there's so many people,
I know. You spent all your time answering the same question over
right.
and over again.
Yeah.
Okay, so donations are going to be starting to come in on December 19th between 9 and 4.
We'll be there all day.
Okay, got that. And you're going to be there all day. So if people come up with a cutting board, with their knives, with their everything, and say, I want to help, you can put them to work?
We put them to work. That's right.
All right.
And you also mentioned, too, that you're looking for people to be delivery.
Yes, to delivery drivers.
And where do you take all of this?
We take it anywhere in the county. We'll go anywhere.
So, and that's to individuals?
We do individuals, and we're doing a lot of the shelters. So we always do the Family Support Center. We always do Sam Jones Center. This year we've added the Palms. They're not a shelter, but the guys need food. Mm-hmm. So
if you want to be a driver, how do we make you aware of that?
Just call us. We'll start you on the driver's list, yeah.
So what's the best number?
707-544-1200.
And if someone doesn't answer, just leave a message saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, here's my phone number, and I want to drive to deliver meals.
Exactly.
And you can set them up with a route.
Yes, we can.
Okay, that's Worth Our Weight. Got that. And where do we go if we want to volunteer for cooking?
Worth Our Weight, 1021 Hallman Drive.
And that's right behind Carl's Jr. on Farmer's Lane, right across from the Lucky's.
Near Ross, if you're going shopping.
Near Ross. Okay. This is great. And your kids, your students will be part of this effort?
Absolutely.
How many do you have in the program?
Everybody's graduated and gone, so I just have staff right now. Yeah, the graduates left a week and a half ago.
Where did they go on to?
One went to Atlanta, one went to Illinois, and one is out at the Christian camp in Occidental. Two were out there, actually.
Working in culinary?
Working in culinary, yeah. They work for the kitchens. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And how long a program did they do?
Well, you know, these guys did almost 12 months.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And so you're having a whole new set of kids come in?
Later in the year. I mean, after the first of the year.
How many will you have in the program?
Don't know yet. We're working on
Anywhere from 8 to 12, 15,
yeah, yeah.
Something
12
like that?
Is usually our max.
And how many years has this been?
This is our 11th year.
Doing this incredible program.
Thank you.
And if we can't get over to drive, if we can't get over to cook, can we still donate funds?
Yes, send a check. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And where should we send the check?
1021 Hallman Drive.
I knew that answer. But you didn't give us the zip code.
95405.
Okay. In any amount, make it to Worth Our Weight.
Exactly.
So if you're looking for a way to help and know that your money is going to be well spent, this organization is top-notch. And if you want to get your hands full of stuffing and potatoes and yams and turkey and get in there.
And maybe learn something.
And actually, learn something too along the way. Yeah. Well, this is really, really exciting. Can we put this information up on our KSR website too?
Absolutely.
To let people know if they forget this in the next few minutes, they can remind themselves by going to our website.
No, I appreciate
that. And is this information on your website, too?
I don't think it is.
I didn't see it. I thought, unless something changed this morning, because I went right to your website, and I didn't see anything about soliciting volunteers.
Well, I don't handle the website, but I will call the lady that does the website and get her the information.
Okay, that would be really good, too. Okay, well, anything else you need to add?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay, and you're in good shape. You're ready to cook.
Oh, I love this part.
Yeah.
I love this.
It just seems pretty overwhelming to me.
The bigger, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you have a tremendously big heart and soul. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us. If we can get by, we certainly will.
Oh, yeah. Come on by and say hey.
Okay.
People would like that.
But I won't come empty-handed. I'll bring something on this list. You need 50 pounds of cauliflower and 25 pounds of rutabaga. You really do.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's wild to look at this list. 60 pounds of green beans. I mean, obviously, restaurants deal in these quantities.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, because of the farmers markets and things like that, I mean, I was at the farmers market this morning, and they had rutabagas there that probably one of them is 25 pounds.
I love that.
70 turkeys, small and medium, 50 hams, whatever kind you want, 25 chickens, 20 pounds of chicken link sauce. This is just a great list. So the list, how will people know what to bring?
Doesn't matter. It always works.
It doesn't matter.
It always works.
Just somehow it, okay.
Yeah, sometimes we end up with 300 pounds of carrots. We figure that out.
Okay.
Sometimes, the only problem is if we get shorted on meats, and then I just call my friends and I say, I need more turkeys, guys. Let's
and
make it
do.
Happen.
People respond.
Yes.
They show up.
That's great.
Okay, best of luck this week.
We're
going to be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Come by and say hi.
We will. I promise you that. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we're going to give away some cookbooks. We've been giving away cookbooks for 30 years the week before Christmas. And look over there. We've gone to the library. We've raided the library. Yeah. And it's simple as just giving us a call and saying, I want a cookbook. And we'll find out what kind of ones you want, and maybe we could fulfill your Christmas stocking needs for Christmas.
And we have a few other ideas.
And we have a few more ideas, too. John Ash, Steve Garner, in the Chaos Oral Kitchen, back after this.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
We all know it's bad for you. It makes you cough. And it damages your lungs. Breathing wood smoke is unhealthy. Please protect the air inside and outside your home and rethink your wood fire this winter. If your home is smoking, it's time to quit. Smoke from wood-burning fires in our neighborhoods, combined with the cold air, make it harder for many people to breathe, especially when a winter spare the air alert is issued. Although many residents have made the commitment to reduce their wood burning and not burn wood at all, wood smoke remains the Bay Area's largest source of pollution in the wintertime, and a very preventable one. For more information and to sign up for winter spare the air alerts, visit sparetheair.org. That's sparetheair.org. This message brought to you by Bay Area Air Quality Management District.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week, year-round.
Wednesday mornings 9 to 1 and Saturdays 8:30 to 1 continue the tradition at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Vets Building across from the fairgrounds. The markets are bursting with locally grown winter produce. Golden State Pickle Works has locally made cranberry relish and Italian-style green beans. Redbird Bakery will have breads, rolls, and pastries. Locally roasted coffee from Bella Rosa and Retrograde Roasters, and Get Your Knife Sharpened While You Wait by Dave Bosch. Grab breakfast or lunch from a large selection of international vendors like Dough Rocks Native American, Namaskar Nepalese, or Tugbox North Indian Cuisine. Find one-of-a-kind Christmas gifts for your family or you from John Drohan Recycled Barnwood Furniture, Lisa Jones Leatherworks, or Sunshine Jewelers, plus more throughout the season.
For more info, check out communityfarmersmarkets.com.
This holiday season, see what makes Corix such a time-honored favorite in Santa Rosa.
At Corix, we think holiday gift shopping should be fun and easy. So once again, we've turned our store into a holiday wonderland with gifts for everyone on your list. From Dickens Villages to tabletop games and puzzles. From gorgeous 2018 wall calendars to the phenomenal work of Sonoma County's best artists, find it at Corix and get it wrapped for free.
Corix Stationery, Gallery and Gifts, 637 4th Street, downtown Santa Rosa.
APM Homes. In the past 6 years, they've literally built hundreds of homes in Santa Rosa. They have the original floor plans with updated current code requirements for many of the homes in Coffey Park. They'd like to rebuild your home and add many of the features the new homes typically offer. Please visit APMHomesSantaRosa.com to learn more of what they can do to get your Coffey Park home built for your future. APMHomesSantaRosa.com.
Firefighters battling massive wildfires in Southern California. The biggest of them, the Thomas Fire, has flared up again. It's now the third largest in the state's history.
I've never seen as many people fighting a fire ever as I have on this one.
Santa Barbara Mayor Helene Schneider says manpower and resources continue to pour in. President Trump says now that the House and the Senate have agreed on a tax reform bill, there's no reason they can't get it to him before Christmas. Democrats say the bill will eventually hurt the middle class and only benefits corporations and the rich. Royal Caribbean's Independence of the Seas is scheduled to depart on its next cruise in about 2 hours from now. The ship arrived in port this morning with more than 200 sick passengers on board. It is a big day for football, a number of college bowl games today, and then two NFL games will be played tonight, one this afternoon and then one this evening. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies for the weekend. Today, topping out at 64, 61 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 40, 46 on the shores. Should be blue skies for Sunday as well at 69, 64 in Bodega Bay. A few clouds for Monday at 64, 63 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Before we go to calls, we've got a lot of cookbooks to give away in the next few minutes. What about a few cookbooks or ideas, gift ideas that you might have, Johnny?
Well, there, and we'll talk more about additional cookbooks next week too. But there are a couple. You know, there are all these lists now. If you go online, everybody's got it. And there's a kind of, not always, but a kind of sameness about the same books. You know, and it's like everybody gets, they read somebody else's list, and it's not that they aren't good choices, but a couple of books that that I really loved, which are on nobody's list, I guess, right now, but that I've really enjoyed, and I've referred to them and all of that. One is a book called Liquid Intelligence, which is the art and science of the perfect cocktail, written by a guy named Dave Arnold. And it's the most fascinating book. I'm not a big cocktail person, but I learned so much. There must be 10 pages about the importance of ice, you know, and what to look for and how to freeze it and how to shape it and do all of that kind of stuff. But if you're a cocktail drinker, this is a must, I think.
And it's called?
Liquid Intelligence.
Liquid Intelligence.
The Art and Science of the Perfect Cocktail. Mm-hmm. And the other one that I liked, and I think we talked about it just a tiny bit when it came out, is a little book called All About Eggs, and which I thought was a great book, written by Rachel Kong. Yeah. And it was published by Lucky Peach, which was a really kind of in-your-face, out-there kind of culinary magazine, which unfortunately went under, which was too bad because it was a lot of fun to read. But this little book, it teaches you more about, you know, everything about how to cook them, how to store them, how to, you know, how to choose them, do all of that stuff, plus the science behind, because eggs are so important in so much of the cooking that we do. So those are two.
Okay. Anything else on your list?
Well, I can mention a couple of others.
Sure.
One that I like, just because it seems to be the top of everybody's mind, including my little grandson, called Vegan. And this was a book put out by Food 52. These are recipes for any kitchen, they claim. And they really are. They're simple, straightforward, but vegan. And I think for those people who either are or are thinking about making that choice to move away from the animal kingdom for their sustenance, it's a book that I can really recommend.
So that didn't make anybody's list either.
Didn't
so I'm glad
to.
That you're mentioning that.
Didn't seem to. Good. Yeah, none of those three. So.
Okay. And can I mention a
tool? So if you have a cook on your list, I've mentioned this before, but it's the most, and I mention it in my cooking classes and all of that stuff, but if you want to get an inexpensive something for the kitchen, for that favorite cook, or for you, you will thank me a million times over, and that is to go into any good cookware store and get a fish spatula. It will change your life. You'll throw out every other spatula that you have, and it will be, you'll take it with you to your grave.
Any particular specifications?
No, just get one that's cheap. They have, and what it is, what makes it very special, it's very thin, it's kind of curved, it has a kind of beveled edge so you can easily get under things, but you can really move it around, you know, it enables you to deal with delicate things, with things that aren't so delicate and all of that stuff. Just go in and get one. There's one that has a little, especially if you're using nonstick cookware that has Teflon in it still or something, there's one that has a little Teflon edge to it that you could use for that, but I don't even think you need to do that. But it's the coolest thing. They're about $15, you know. Something
fish like spatula.
A fish spatula. That's you can order them online.
A couple books that I really liked, one that's made a lot of people's list, but I think it's worthy, and that's called Brave Tart, Iconic American Desserts by Stella Parks, P-A-R-K-S, just came out about a couple months ago. And it's just one of the best baking books I've seen over the year. The best baking book I've seen is called Sweets, S-W-E-E-T-S.
That was on my list.
Oh,
yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's, I'll hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, you brought it in.
So
I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's a beautiful book.
And this is Otum Otolenghi and the pastry chef.
Helen Goh.
And Helen Goh. And this could be best dessert book of the year, I think, for next year.
And Yotam Ottolenghi has an amazing restaurant in London, and is the guy who really introduced us to the food of Jerusalem, was his first cookbook.
So those two baking books, I think, Sweet, which is a little more sophisticated, Brave Tart is, I think, more geared toward the home baker, but full of great sound science. She's the pastry and dessert editor for Serious Eats magazine and online reference, Stella Parks. My other book, which didn't get any mention, which I like a lot and I still use, is called Dinner, Changing the Game by Melissa Clark. No one mentioned this one. She's a great writer and a really good cook who writes for the New York Times. And boy, all her recipes, every single one in these, is one you can do every single night for dinner. Won't take you a lot of time and won't cost you much money. She's just really good at writing recipes. So I would look Dinner, Changing the Game by Melissa Clark. Those are just a couple that really called to me. We'll come back and we'll give away some books to you.
Cool.
Our loyal listening.
And show them to me first, just to make sure. No, I'm teasing.
I will. Back after this.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
This holiday season, Michael Watts, Frank Guerra, and John Cox of Watts Guerra want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Let us take this moment to pause and reflect on the occurrences of the past months with the hope that this will be the only holiday season those displaced by the fires are not in their own homes. Watts, Guerra, and Cox will work with homeowners to get their lives and homes rebuilt in the new year. To learn more about how we can help, call 707-512-0000 to register for one of their upcoming seminars in Santa Rosa. Or go to pgevictims.com. Best wishes for a happier future from Watts Guerra. Call 707-512-0000 or go to pgevictims.com.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrat's Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your holiday feasts. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats, beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
At K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive, Kate and her team know something. When your car's in the shop, your life's on hold. So their job is to get you going again. From quick, reliable service, repairs, and maintenance, to a loaner car if you need it. And a cup of coffee and a smile when you come in doesn't hurt either. Don't let your car put your life on hold. Visit Kate and the team at K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol. And get going again.
You know, there's nothing like sinking into a luxurious hot spring spa, especially if it's in your very own backyard. Hot spring spas are the number one brand in the world, so you know there'll be a hot tub to fit your home and lifestyle perfectly. Vacation in a hot tub every day with your own hot spring spa from the Hot Tub Store. Five locations in Santa Rosa, Vacaville, West Sacramento, Rockland, and Folsom. And online at hottubstore.com. The Hot Tub Store. Every day made better.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Hello, Lucy. You are on the Good Food Hour with Steve and John Ash. Hi, Lucy from Sebastopol. Is this Lucy from Sebastopol?
Whoops.
Okay, Lucy from Sebastopol
she bailed.
Is gone. Let's see about, is this Maureen from Sebastopol? Let's see if this is Maureen. Hi, Maureen.
Yes, hello.
Hi, do you want a cookbook?
I would love to have a cookbook. The recipe he mentioned at the beginning of the show,
well,
of your show, was
well,
wonderful.
The recipes, thank you. Those are going to be online right after noon, all of John's best recipes for gift giving.
But I'd be glad to sell them to you.
So what kind of cookbook are you interested in particularly? Any particular style of cooking? Do you want healthy cooking? Do you want Cook's Illustrated cookbooks? Do you want dessert books? Do you like Cook's Illustrated?
Illustrated, yes.
Okay, we've got, here's what I have. I have the huge New Family Cookbook, 450 pages. I have Master of the Grill. I have the new Cook's Meat Book, and I have the new Cook's Bible, all by Cook's Illustrated. Which one would you like?
The first one you mentioned.
The New Family Cookbook?
Yes.
Okay, this is big. You're going to have to have, you're going to need someone with good upper arm strength to carry this. But I will have the New Family Cookbook for you at the front desk at the radio station. How about that?
That's wonderful. I love your program. I've been listening for years.
Well, thanks, Lucy. Congratulations. You're the winner of that book. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Name's Maureen.
I'm sorry. Lucy was the one that hung up on us. Yeah. Maureen is going to win the New Family Cookbook, Mike, right at the bottom there. Be careful lifting it.
Okay.
It's really a big, beautiful book. You're going to enjoy it. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, then let's chat with Linda from Santa Rosa, California. Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Good Food Hour.
Good morning.
Hi. What kind of cookbook are you interested in? Healthy cookbooks, fermentation, Burma Superstar, a couple dessert books, gluten-free cooking, Indian cooking, New Orleans cooking, Cook's Illustrated type books. What would you like?
I'll take healthy.
Healthy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we've got the Healthy Mind Cookbook, which is a beautiful book. We had the author on. We also have the brand new Mayo Clinic Diet Cookbook, which is actually really good. We have two books as a set. It's called Everyday Detox and No Excuses Detox. And we have we have 4 different books to choose from. Any of those pique your interest?
I'll take your first option that you said you had the author there.
Yes, the Healthy Mind Cookbook. This was Rebecca Katz, who lives in Marin County. She's the author of The Cancer Fighting Kitchen. It's really a sensational book, enhancing brain function, mood, memory, and mental clarity. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. And also, the reason I called wasn't to get a cookbook, but to ask you guys about spiralizers.
Oh, spiralizers? John, you want to comment on spiralizer?
They're a lot of fun. They really are. They, you know, partly because they make food, especially root vegetables, look really cool. It's also a great way to get kids to eat their vegetables because it looks like spaghetti.
Or grandkids. And the first time I ever saw a spiralizer was with John Ash doing a demo many, many years ago at an event, and no one had seen a spiralizer.
Well, it was funny that this came along a few years ago, but the Japanese have a machine like that that they've used forever. You know, if you ever go to a Japanese restaurant and see the daikon radish that is spiralized, and they had this wonderful machine, and I wasn't smart enough to sort of say, you know, I could adapt this to the American market and make a fortune. I would now be living on top of.
But something. John, you're a big proponent of the spiralizer.
Yes, I am.
So there's the answer, Linda. And also the cookbook, The Healthy Mind Cookbook, will be at the front desk waiting for you.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas.
Our pleasure. Nice talking with you. Let's see if we can squeeze in a call from Dina. Dina, you're up next. Welcome to the KSRO Good Food Hour with John Ash and Steve Garner. Hi, Dina.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what kind of cookbook are you interested in?
Well, you know, what would be perfect for us is a gluten-free, because my partner was a professional chef for 25 years, and she's the cook in the house, and she's decided to go gluten-free.
Okay, I've got 4 different gluten-free cookbooks. I have The Grain-Free Family Table by Carrie Vett. I have Let Us All Eat Cake, which is a terrific cookbook. And I have a James Beard Award-winning cookbook by Alice Medrich, which is one of our go-to books called Gluten-Free Flavor Flowers that came out last year.
flavor flowers.
What it is, it uses nut flours and all of these other things to do really extraordinary things, but avoiding wheat.
Right, that's wonderful, yes. I thought you meant I had to go and get flowers.
So again, we've got four choices: the gluten-free breakfast, brunch, and beyond cookbook, the gluten-free flavor flowers by Alice Medris, the Let Us All Eat Cake, or the grain-free family table. Which one would you like?
Grain-free family table. So it's got lots of vegetables and... Okay, that would be perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, we've got 125 delicious recipes, gluten-free, whole, where gluten-free meals meets paleo, the grain-free family table by Carrie Vitt. I know.
It's everything.
So you have won it. Congratulations, Dino. You can pick it up.
I'm just thinking about it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You can pick it up at the radio station Monday through Friday. We're going to give away more cookbooks next week, aren't we, John?
Yeah.
So Cindy and Lucy, we will make sure that your name is included for next week when we do our second portion of the show, Cookbook Giveaway. Yeah. Back after this.
Hey, Sonoma County. I'm Hank Schreeder, Chief of Police. And on behalf of the men and women of Santa Rosa Police Department, happy holidays to you and yours from KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market won the Best Sonoma County Farmers Market Award by the Press Democrat's Reader's Choice. To find out why, shop the market for your holiday feasts. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats, beef, chicken, and pork. Choose fresh fish and crab from a variety of seafood vendors and sample local dairy products. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 till 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, we're down to the final minute or two. You know, let's see. We've got Lucy back, who we lost before. Oh, did we have Lucy back?
Or did she?
Wait a second.
Did she fall away?
No, we've got Cindy and Lucy. Okay, wait. I think I'm going to see who this is. You could be Cindy or Lucy. Who are you?
I'm Cindy.
Okay. Cindy, we've got a cookbook for you. Anything that that we've talked about interests you?
Does John have any of his cookbooks there?
We do not have any of John's cookbooks.
No, but you know, I'll bring a book or two next week.
You will?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. John, that'd be great. Yeah. I've got the pleasure of working with John in a kitchen at Sonoma Cutrer before and got to watch his art. And I know anything that he makes is great. That'd be great.
Okay. So, thank you. I'll send you your check.
So, Cindy, call us next week and remind us of what John promised this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay.
Sounds wonderful.
We'll talk to you next week.
Mary.
Yeah, thank you so
same
much.
To you.
Okay. Well, good. She got a cookbook from you.
Yeah.
This is remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next
Am
week,
I an easy touch?
You're easy. You can't say no. You have a soft, big, beautiful heart. So next week, I think we're going to be talking to the founder of Moonshine University.